Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Stanley Watch program. Why is it important for you to understand that the current German government is weak and it's being run by a very weak and inconsequential chancellor? The New York Times wrote on or about August 20, Germany's stone-faced chancellor faces critics on nearly every side. And then they continued, shame in the chancellery, screamed one headline in the tabloid Bild this week, while the news magazine Spiegel ran an exasperated column about the chancellor's hesitant communication style. Scholz is silent. Germany's chancellor, the prominent podcast The Pioneer concluded, has had a horrific week. Mr. Scholz's most recent travails come on top of a rocky start to his chancellorship. He has struggled to find his footing as the head of Europe's biggest democracy and as the successor of Angela Merkel. Given Germany's economic and political power in Europe, weak leadership in Berlin has implications for leadership in the European Union as well. At a time where no other country could easily step into a vacuum. In neighboring France, the second richest member state, President Emmanuel Macron recently lost his majority in parliament. Mr. Scholz, a Social Democrat, has slumped in opinion polls since the election. Scholz also has ruled out a gas embargo, saying it would be too costly. And according to a new report by the German Economic Institute, Germany might fail again to meet the target of spending 2% of gross domestic product on defense agreed by NATO members. And then the article went on to state, Mr. Scholz held a joint news conference with the Palestinian leader Abbas, asked whether he was ready to apologize for the Palestinian terrorist attack at the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich that killed 11 Israeli athletes, Mr. Abbas launched into a tirade against Israel's treatment of Palestinians. Between 1947 and today, Israel has committed 50 massacres in 50 Palestinian locations, he said, before adding 50 massacres, 50 holocausts. A stony-faced Mr. Scholz listened but did not verbally respond. He shook Mr. Abbas' hand when his spokesman wrapped up the news conference immediately after. Friedrich Merz, the leader of Germany's conservative opposition, called Mr. Scholz's failure to speak up beyond belief. Then, Mr. Scholz has come under increasing pressure over allegations that he helped a private bank evade a 47 million euro tax payment to the city of Hamburg in 2016 when he was mayor. After initially denying that he met privately with one of the co-owners of the Warburg Bank, Mr. Scholz was forced to admit that they did meet, after the banker's personal calendar indicated as much. Summoned by Hamburg lawmakers for the second time on Friday, Mr. Scholz reiterated that he did not recall what he and the bank executive talked about, but instead that there had been no political influencing of the tax procedure, he said. I don't believe a word, the chancellor says, Friedrich Merz told a newspaper on Friday. There is hardly anyone in Germany that buys his many memory lapses. Along with the challenges of rising inflation, slowing economic growth, and potential gas shortages, Russia's state-owned gas company announced Friday that gas flows to Germany would temporarily stop again at the end of the month. The accumulation of problems, big and small, haunting the German chancellor have weighed on his popularity. Several political observers warn of a winter of protests as Germans feel the pain of higher heating costs. Deutsche Welle, added on August 21. Around two-thirds of Germans said they were dissatisfied with Chancellor Olaf Scholz and his divided coalition, which has experienced one crisis after another since taking office in December. 62% of Germans have an unfavorable view of Scholz. If the Chancellor were elected directly, Scholz would now only come in third place, with only 18% of the votes. 65% of Germans have a negative assessment on the work of the federal government. But to top it all off, perhaps, listen to this article by Focus, dated August 19. The indignation about the blatant failure of federal Chancellor Olaf Scholz has not yet abated, rightly so, when he wordlessly accepted the downplaying of the Holocaust by the Palestinian President Abbas. This lack of instinct, number one, is immediately followed by lack of instinct, number two. Now, of all times, the Federal Foreign Office is announcing that the German government has pledged a total of 340 million euros to the Palestinians for humanitarian aid and development projects for the years 2021 and 2022. Abbas will be happy about that. The Germans obviously don't blame him for his anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic slurs. Germany has always been one of the largest donors to the Palestinian Authority. Officially, of course, the funds always flowed into humanitarian projects or were intended to promote economic development. Admittedly, there were repeated indications that the Palestinians were not so particular about earmarking. Anyone who claims to be able to precisely control the use of these German payments is lying. In any case, the question arises as to how one wants to and can justify financial support under whatever label, as long as the Palestinian Authority is paying out bonuses to anti-Israel terrorists. After Abbas' outrageous appearance, it wasn't only Volker Beck, the president of the German Israeli Society, who called for the payment to be checked. But the federal government did exactly the opposite. It keeps the money flowing. And although the public prosecution announced, as expected, that they are not going to take action against Scholz for his role when he was mayor in Hamburg, Mr. Scholz's days seem to be numbered, and that also seems to be true for his coalition, the so-called Ampel coalition. Totally divided it is. The failure of the present German government was to be expected from the outset, but it's now materializing more and more. And so the big question is, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen when Scholz and his coalition step down? Who's going to take over? We have prepared a free booklet, and you should request a copy of it and read it carefully. It is titled Germany in Prophecy. It talks about the mysterious origins of the German people, and it talks about what is prophesied for their future. This booklet will open your eyes. I hope you will request a copy. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.